There's an important deadline coming up for livestock producers on Friday, December 9th. Rhonda, and what is that?
Well, Friday, December 9th is the deadline for citizens and family farmers in particular to make comments on the new animal identification system proposal that's been put out by USDA. And I think while this new animal ID proposal is certainly improved from the original NAIS system that was proposed, I think it still does have a tremendous number of problems, particularly for cattle producers and dairy. And so I hope that folks will take an opportunity to make a comment into USDA, to take a look at the rules that are proposed and to make comments in. And I think we still have a ways to go. I don't think this is the answer, and I would encourage folks to really look at the rules with a critical eye and make comments appropriately to USDA, because I do think that it has the capability to do some serious economic harm to independent family farm livestock producers while potentially increasing the bottom line for corporate agribusiness. But I think we need to, as individual producers, be really looking at how that will impact our operations economically and making comments to USDA, because while they have made some improvements, certainly it is not what we would want it to be, and we still believe that it will have a negative impact on independent livestock farmers.
Well, Rhonda, what are the changes that you see as being helpful from what the original NAIS proposal was, and what are some of the things that you see as either lacking or harmful in this latest USDA proposal put forth?
Well, I think the original proposal that included premise identification and a whole slew of, you know, detailing from, you know, registering your premises to registering and, you know, talking to the government every time you moved a head of livestock from one place to another is no longer as big an issue in these recent proposals, but these proposals still do require identification. They, at this point, are not including branding, for example, as an official form of identification, and that's a problem for a number of cattle ranchers. And I think it's really set up, as they say, for a, quote, export market, and I think that's all fine and well, but independent family farmers shouldn't have to foot the tab for corporate agribusiness to export products. I think we need to maintain a voluntary system in which independent producers can comply, if they wish, with animal identification projects and get, you know, an increased price for their livestock as a result of that. But by making it mandatory, I think you really get rid of that ability and that value added for farmers to get if they choose to do so. And we're really not supportive of mandatory systems for animal identification that do not address in any way the food safety issues that are on the other end from the packer to consumer and solely focus in on the producer, which have not been the instigators of the problems with food safety. So I think we're really still looking in the wrong direction, and we need to be looking on the other end of the food chain between the packer and the consumer to address food safety issues instead of continuing to look from the packer back to the producer, which is not where the majority of problems have been on food safety issues. So I think this also sort of takes time, money, energy, and resources away and really focuses it in the wrong direction. And we need to start looking, if we're serious about the food safety issues, we really need to start looking on the other end of the food chain. And we need family farmers to be able to choose whether or not this is something they wish to pursue and whether or not this is in their economic interest versus a mandatory program that may well not be in their economic interest.